Boris Johnson's visit to Northern Ireland, meeting separately with Nationalist and Unionist Party leaders, hasn't done much to encourage a return to power-sharing government.
It was a lively meeting. Was it heated? Tough, I think, is the word. I mean, we're not here to beat around the bush or to try and sugarcoat anything. This is a very serious situation.
Sinn Féin say they're willing to get back to work, but the Democratic Unionist Party is boycotting the Stormont Assembly over post-Brexit trade arrangements known as the Northern Ireland Protocol that impose border checks on goods leaving Great Britain for Northern Ireland. The protocol was introduced to prevent a hard border on the island of Ireland, and some unionists say it undermines Northern Ireland's place in the United Kingdom. Johnson's government has threatened unilateral changes to the protocol if negotiations with the EU fail. His plan to introduce legislation to make that possible, effectively undoing an international treaty, was described as reckless by Sinn Féin and received a non-committal response from the Democratic Unionists as well.
I want to see Northern Ireland's place within the United Kingdom fully respected and fully restored. I haven't seen the proposals yet, so I'm not making any judgments on what the government may do until I see what it is they're going to do. We've heard the words, now we need to see the action.
The problem is a majority in Northern Ireland actually support the protocol, even if they don't think it's perfect, including Sinn Féin and moderate unionists who see the economic advantages of Northern Ireland remaining in the European Union's single market for goods. A fact the Prime Minister appears to overlook.
We would love this to be done in a consensual way with our friends and partners, ironing out the problems, stopping some of these barriers east-west. But to get that done, to have the insurance, we need to proceed with a legislative solution at the same time.
If Boris Johnson came here hoping to achieve consensus and restore power-sharing government, well, he hasn't done that. But he has set the stage for a potential breach of international law by his government and for the further upsetting of a delicate balance of power that exists here in Northern Ireland. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Hillsborough.